Although voting only started at 7:30 in the morning, up to 20 voters were already waiting to cast their vote at a polling station at Hitekani Primary School in Soweto as early as 5 o'clock in the morning. They chatted and laughed to fend off the chilly morning wind. Those wearing different party t-shirts under their jackets shared jokes and laughter on the same queue and did not allow their different party choices to divide them. Police officers patrolled the streets but a distance from the polling stations. Zimbabweans in South Africa have hailed the country's political parties, government and citizens for a peaceful election. David Magagula, Matabeleland Liberation Front spokesperson, first hailed the peaceful pre-election atmosphere, though there was an isolated incident where voters bent down two polling stations to force the government to bring development to their area. The election was well prepared.
We saw for the first time in our life a true reflection of democracy. All parties were campaigning peacefully. All parties came to our houses door-to-door campaigning, and they had our views. I don't think it is anywhere near a comparison with what we always see in Zimbabwe.
The presence of election observers from all over the world, with full access to all corners of the country, also attracted the attention of many Zimbabweans. Freelance journalist Ndumiso Mlilo was one of them.
Unlike Zimbabwe, which barred some perceived hostile countries, South Africa invited everybody and even broke protocol by saying any other interested party, everybody was free to observe or visit to observe the elections. There was no barring any other, which showed that they had nothing to hide.
Kumbirai Muchemwa, MDCT spokesperson in South Africa, commends South Africa for allowing its citizens in the diaspora to vote.
The comparisons can only be negative. It's like chalk and cheese. There is no violence. The election rallies, the DA, the ANC, the EFF have been covered on all major TV and radio stations, including SABC. The conduct of the electoral body is magnificent. Any issues have been discussed. Issues have been taken to court and resolved in court.
And now he wants the Zimbabwean delegation observing the elections to take one or two lessons back home.
Well, I think everything about the election, be it in the media space, the conduct of the electoral body, the conduct of the media, insistence by either political party on certain processes taking place and they are listened to. Anything and everything about this election is different. Any progressive Zimbabwean should be seeing what is being done in South Africa so that Zimbabweans we can have a free and fair election.
There are over 25 million voters registered in South Africa. The preliminary results of the elections are expected on Saturday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedict Nhlapo.